Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips, how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. In my conversation this week with Shaheen Shan, it is the story of a man who went from poverty to unlimited wealth. And we explored his journey and look what it was that drove him from very early on. And it was a desire to get out of poverty. But he said to me on the program that he's not passionate about what he does and that he does not encourage people to follow their passion in their work. Now, I have mixed views on this subject. But he pointed out that many of the successful and wealthy people often say in media interviews or during conversations that they follow their passion because it's better than the truth, which was they ruthlessly crushed the competition and exploited people to get where they are. And I can see that's a fair point. But as I edited this conversation, I was considering his perspective. I did not really pick it up on it with him at the time, but on reflection, I think Shaheen is passionate about the processes and the systems that he created, and he's passionate about supporting people to get to experience the type of lifestyle that he has. But of course, he only did that once he achieved financial freedom, because it lets him do that. So I wanted to explore this idea further. Do we put our passion first and follow it into our career? Or do we put our passion into the things that we do outside of our career? As I always say in the podcast, the journey is your quest and how you choose to do it is up to you. It is a journey between your birth and your death and you decide how you fill those years. But what I can say is that we spend a lot of time working, and if that's not feeding us in some way, providing us happy feelings about the work we're doing, then it will be very difficult to do that job well, and ultimately it will make you miserable. We can always do things we don't like for a while, but when they become endemic, like every single day, that's when they become a drudge. And clearly and sadly, there are people in this world who experience that every single day, and some of them have no choice or opportunity to get out of it. But for the majority of people listening to this podcast, you do have a choice. Now, look, when we start our first job, we're looking to build up resources, achieve the freedom to do stuff that we couldn't do before. We all want to meet people and enjoy life. For most young people, it will be about finding the quickest and fastest way to get resources possible. Now, of course, there are people who are driven by their passions and will live on the line to do so. I know a few people who are into horses and will do anything just to work with horses. But for most of us starting out, the focus will be purely on economic gain. And that's where Shaheen came from. His greatest driver at the beginning of his life was to get out of poverty and experience the good stuff. When I was 17, I left school with some qualifications, nothing significant. But I was fascinated by photography. It was my hobby and one of my many passions. I really enjoyed taking photographs, but the question was, did I have what it takes to get into the industry? I went to the job centre and my bubble was truly burst. I was sent for an interview at a film and processing company in London, somewhere in the back streets of Soho, and they were looking for a retail and darkroom assistant. I got the job. It was an hour's travel backwards and forwards every day, and I'll be working on the concourse of an underground train station. I took the job as it was close to my passion, that was photography, and it supported my hobby, but I hated the work. It had nothing to do with photography whatsoever. However, it did let me process my films for free. And I told myself that it was a stopgap until the photography break came. I stayed in that job for 18 months. I was young and naive, and my time working in Soho actually was a lot of fun. It helped me grow up fast. For my US friends, it was a seedy part of the West End. Lots of Italian delis, street markets, sex shops and drug dealers. It was high energy and a fun environment, if a little edgy at times. Photography was not happening. The photography career was not happening. And money was calling. I doubled my income by getting an office job in the city. I found no passion there either, but it was the people, drinking, and money that made it work for me. The office role did open new doors, and I moved into what would become my career, product development and marketing. And within 18 months, I moved on again. I worked in that medium-sized company for over 20 years. My career developed, and I was a company man. It paid relatively well, and it gave me the opportunity to buy a home, to follow hobbies like acting, singing, personal development, and we started a family. What sustained me in that organisation was the money I earned that allowed me to do just enough stuff to keep me happy, but there were days when I hated it. And when I left, I realised it was the loyalty to the business family, the people I worked with, and not the company or what it did. And when I look back now on that company, it does not fit with any of my current values. I guess the point I'm making is that once we choose a career path, we have to make the decision what our life will be about. Some people can be happy in the simplest of jobs and they can stick with a job for years because it feeds them on some level. Mine did. Plus, the work does not conflict with personal values or morals. A few weeks back, I met a guy that loved his work. In my garden, there's a telegraph pole. There are thousands of these poles across Scotland, and they all must be tested every 10 years to make sure they are safe and won't fall over. I met an old guy who spends his day driving around the Highlands of Scotland looking for telegraph poles and testing them. He said he's done it for 20 years, and he loves it as much as the day he started. Every day is different. He gets to meet new people who are happy to see him, and he gets to enjoy the amazing sights and places in Scotland. I didn't get to explore him any further, really, but I'm guessing something in what he does feeds his soul. And he's probably paid relatively okay, which is enough for his needs. My job gave me just enough freedom and resources to keep me happy for over 20 years, and then it didn't. Once I left corporate life and started it on my own, it was then that I discovered what it means to be passionate about the day job. I could see that the work I was doing made a real difference in people's lives. I received direct appreciation for my efforts, and I have never been happier. Today, my passion is still very much in the work that I do, coaching, interviewing, and supporting people to get what they want. If I needed to do something that I was not passionate about to create income, of course I could do it. But there would be some caveats. You see, it's about values and morals. I could not do something that went against my values or caused pain and suffering to others. And that's the measure for me. Our value systems develop over time. Some are part of our makeup and our upbringing. The rest is generated by experience from parents, friends and media. Once our values are set, it feels wrong to go against them. Where are you on the passion and values scale? Most of my guests have done some form of grunt work, but they found a route through to get to a place where they have more choice, and that is the point for me. We are complex beings. We'll always have a multiple of interests and passions, but not all of them will make us a living, and that's why most people compromise. Of course, the problem is a lifetime of compromise will make you really unhappy. So how do you find the compromise or find something that works for you? Well, I really like the concept of Ikigai. It is a Japanese ideology, and I've mentioned it many times. But imagine four interlocking circles that are all grouped together. And in the middle, there is a piece where all the four circles intersect. So for each circle, you have what you are good at, what you are interested in, what the world needs, and what the world will pay for. And where they all intersect is the potential for a career that will make you happy. Again, no right answers. It is entirely up to you. And that's the point. Some people can do this. If you can hold your nose and do a job you hate that pays you a fortune so you can make some money and do something that lights your candle, all power to you. But I would suggest it's not something that can be done for years. I know from the conversations I've had, from the people I've met, doing something which either hurts your morals or goes against your values is bad for your health and never ends well. The universe has a habit of guiding us to the place we need to be, and when we ignore these things, the noise gets louder. We've all seen it. People burn out, suffer breakdowns or other health issues. Now, there is a school of thought that says your passion cannot help but come out in your life. It will always find a way to do the work that you were meant to do. It always finds a way to get it out into the world. I am a good example. I have always been a coach. I was coaching my friends in school to do stuff. I coached people in all of my jobs. I was always talking to people my entire life about how they could do something better or how they could feel better about something. We'll talk more about this, how this passion leaks out another day. Okay, points for action. I would suggest using a journal for this exercise. First question, are you happy with what you're doing? Give it a number between 1 and 10. What do you get? Let's break that down a bit further. Now look at all the things that you're doing in that role, in the job. Write a list. Which bits do you like and which bits are you not so good? Give those tasks all a score between 1 and 10. Now look at all of the sevens and above. What is it about those bits that you like? Why does it make you happy? Is it a value or a passion? Now look at the lower numbers. What is it about them that sucks? Does it conflict with something? Do you feel uncomfortable about it for some reason? This is a map of your work relative to values and passions, and you can expand it out as much as you like, and it's a very valuable exercise. Some of the tasks are scratching your passions, and they are why it makes your work, and they are why you're happy in your work. And of course, some of those things you just don't like doing, and that's fine. But there's no right or wrong to this exercise, like all these exercises. It's just an exploration of where you are with it. However, I would say one thing. If you have the capacity to delegate bits that don't bring you joy, then hey, all the better. Get it done. So I hope that's all been useful for you. And that's it for this week on this conversation. If you do want to check out Shaheen's interview, you will find it at the website Life, Passion and Business. It's a good story. While you're there, little plug for Focus Coaching. If you're dragging your feet on a project and need some help to get it over the line, check out the resources for Focus Coaching. It's a simple process that helps you get results. There's a free 20-minute exploration so you can see if it's for you. You can find all those details at the website lifepassionandbusiness.com under the resources tab. That's it from me. If you've enjoyed this podcast, as I say every week, if you've enjoyed any podcast, do like, share and do the nice things you can do to support this ecosystem, because it helps you find good podcasts and it supports your content creators. So thanks again for your time and attention and being on this journey with me. All the best. I'll catch you later.